on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. This is Mornings with Leon Compton.
I saw a really interesting press release yesterday that caught my attention. The Mornings program, long interested in Tasmania's planning around waste management into the future, non-planning around waste management as it seemed for a long time. And then in June of last year, Elise Archer, the then Minister for the Environment, announced that Tasmania would be embracing a container deposit scheme. At around the same time, they also talked about a waste management levy for the state. And then things went quiet. We've been trying to get the relevant minister on for a little while now to talk about where things are up to. And then this, a press release from Coca-Cola Amatil and Lion. So two of the biggest alcohol, soft drink, juice, milk producers in the country have announced they've banded together to form a not-for-profit organisation that is offering to run Tasmania's container deposit scheme when it comes into force on forecasted for 2022. Jeff Maguire is the group head of container deposit scheme implementation at Coca-Cola Amatil. Jeff Maguire, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. When I first saw this release, Jeff, the first thing I thought was the companies that have been arguing against container deposit legislation for Tasmania in my time in the state are now asking to run it. What's happened? What's the answer to that?
I suppose over the years, as we've been running container deposit schemes for 42 years in both ourselves and Lion, for 42 years in South Australia. When we've seen the movement towards CDSs in New South Wales, ACT, Queensland, WA, ourselves and Lion, and in conjunction with some other beverage partners in some states, decided to step up and really take producer responsibility for the schemes. The public are looking for us to take responsibility, so we're stepping up to take responsibility. So we're heavily involved in all six of the eight now operating or near to be operating schemes.
But am I right in understanding that up until fairly recently for Tasmania, you were arguing against the need for a container deposit scheme for Tasmania?
Again, we just look forward to working with the Minister and the Department on the scheme. We think it can really benefit Tasmania. In terms of our direction, we've really picked up a number of years ago, the Coke company globally announced a program called World Without Waste, and one of the tenets of that program is collecting one container for every container we put into the market. So, again, the way to do that is to step up and take responsibility. So we are, and we want to work with the government to do that.
When I think my listener imagines what a container deposit scheme looks like for the state, you imagine lots of facilities where you can drop off your bottles, cans, and you get 10 cents for each one that you deliver. Is that what you're proposing if you were running it at Coca-Cola Amatil?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at what the other schemes are doing around the country, there's a great opportunity for small business, community groups, footy clubs to get involved in these schemes. Overall, it's going to be about a $60 to $70 million industry in Tasmania, and about $30 to $35 million of that could accrue to small business. And as you discussed, as you said, Leon, these can be small mum and dad businesses, they can be waste industry, they can be footy clubs. It's really a great small business opportunity for Tasmania.
Under the model that you're proposing, would it also be open for just, I mean, as a kid, I remember the tradition of collecting cans, chucking them in a bag and taking them to a return area. It was a centre can back then. Would it be open to anybody in the community to get involved in, Jeff?
Well, there's two levels. One, you can do exactly what you said. Get out there, collect bottles and cans and take them back to a collection point. You know, bug your neighbours, get your neighbours to give you your bottles and cans, and you can take them back and get the 10 cents. But if you're a community group that really wants to benefit, and we've seen this in other states, the potential to open a collection point and then rally your community to support you, essentially the way it works, Leon, we will give 16 cents, 17 cents to a collection point. They give back the 10 and they retain the 6 or 7 cents for providing the service. If you are a community group and you can rally your community around your activity, then the potential is for those people to donate the containers to you, and suddenly you're 16 to 17 cents better off per container.
Jeff McGuire's our guest from Coca-Cola Amatil this morning. Under your model, what products would this apply to? Like in terms of what's in our household waste at the moment, Jeff?
I can't speak for the Tasmanian government because the department and the minister need to finalise what we call the scope of containers. But if you look around the country, basically every beverage container is in scope with the exception of wine, full bottle spirits and white milk in all its forms. So when I say white milk, all the plant-based milks as well. So essentially, any aluminium can which holds the beverage is in the scheme. Most PET containers are in the scheme. So it's quite a broad scope. We think there's about 300 million eligible containers in Tasmania per annum.
Can you explain the process now? So the government, and I've spoken to a couple of waste experts who are involved in the space this morning, thinking that the government's gone quiet on its plans. Have you decided to get on the front foot and put your hat in the ring in terms of tendering for this now before they actually put it out to tender?
We're working closely with the minister and the department. Yes, we want to sort of make our model and our scheme model the public aware of the way we would set up a scheme. And as I said, we've set up the schemes in all of the other six operational states at the moment. We're working closely with the Minister's Department and the Minister's Office on just discussing what our scheme would look like. But it's up to the Minister and the Department to decide how they go to market to source what we call the scheme coordinator.
And So your idea would be that it would be community groups that would then set up the return points and manage those on the understanding that they would get 6 or potentially 16 cents for each container that they could organise to return.
We think there's a big opportunity for community groups to get involved. But at the end of the day, there is also a place for the waste companies to play a role as well. So it's a mix. But certainly, in Western Australia, we have in excess of 40% of collection points being run by councils or community groups. Just one example over there, in WA, the Perth Peel Thunder Football Club, which is the junior feeder club for the Fremantle Dockers, they're going to open a number of collection points. They're going to rally their community about getting their material back into those collection points, and all of that money is going back into junior football development. So that's one example. There's a number I could talk about where community groups are involved, but there's still a role for waste, the waste companies to play a role.
What actually happens, and what is your projection of what would happen with all the waste that is collected, the bottle waste, whether that's glass or plastic, in the Tasmanian context, Jeff?
We'd work closely with the government on what the outcomes are. There may be an opportunity to recycle the aluminium in the state in discussions with, say, Rio Tinto and the Bell Bay smelter. The plastic, we could further process it. You've got some really innovative plastic processes, again, up in the north that I've had discussions with.
So in Voronix, for example, in the northeast?
In Voronix, yes, would be a classic example. Glass, we'll probably have to turn it into cullet. The two opportunities for glass is either back into sand substitutes or put it in containers, take it back across the strait and put it back into bottle-to-bottle. What's really important about these schemes, Leon, is the material that's collected, it's collected and it's clean and it's in its respective material stream. So it presents an incredible opportunity for recycling.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, talking about container deposit schemes and how they might operate, Coca-Cola, Amatil and Lion, two of the biggest producers, in fact, probably the biggest producers of bottle and plastics in the state, are putting up their hands to run the scheme. Jeff McGuire, if I remember your arguments against a container deposit scheme in the past, it was that it would add 10 to 16 cents per product on top of the cost that would need to be passed on to consumers. Is that still part of the argument against CDL?
The public and the government and ourselves have moved beyond that. Yes, the costs do flow into pricing over time as beverage companies recover that cost impost. But at the end of the day, if you're a consumer and you've paid the incremental cost and you take the container back, then the 10 cents is refunded. So it works as all old container deposit schemes work, it works really well.
What's the process from here then? The government, as far as I'm aware, haven't put out the tenders yet for organisations to run the container return scheme or the refund scheme. So what is the process from here?
We're still, as you said, Leon, we're working with the government and the department through the process. There's consultation groups underway at the moment where they're gathering the information on all of the different schemes and how they would structure it. As I said, we're involved in at the scheme coordinator level on 6 of the 8 schemes around the country, and we have a model which we think we can put in place in Tasmania and make it work for both the government and the community. So I'm not sure of timelines. You'd have to check with the department.
And when you say 6 to 8 of the schemes around the country, do you run the entirety of those state schemes? Like, how does it work in, say, let's pick Queensland, one of the places where you say your group are involved. So do you run the entirety of the container deposit return scheme?
No, so what Lion and ourselves do is we set up a not-for-profit entity which manages the scheme. We're then operating nearly three... Then community groups, businesses, waste companies operate the 320-odd collection points in that network. One thing I will say, Leon, is we as beverage companies never operate the collection points. We subcontract that out to a vast array of businesses and opportunities because our view is you cannot be the scheme coordinator. You can't operate the scheme and pay yourself. It doesn't. It's just not good governance. So, as I said, we set up that not-for-profit and we establish this collection point structure throughout the community.
Jeff McGuire, appreciate you coming on this morning. We'll continue to try and get the Minister on to talk about where things are up to with progress on that and the state's waste levy. Thanks for your time this morning.